this team has, it's been a dumpster fire, and now we have to face facts that the season's probably, I don't want to say it's over yet, but it ain't early anymore. You know, is that a, what, did not strike three? Yeah, strike three. We're doing a watch along right now / instant reaction to the Met Pirate game, and Buck Showalter, ladies and gentlemen, pinch tip Luis Guillorme for Mark Vientos in the eighth inning in a 1-run game. It makes no sense. Buck Showalter continues to make puzzling decisions, and the Mets are about to go home on a road trip where I feared on the Ben and Ben Show podcast we did Monday, was it Tuesday, whatever, I feared this might happen, and now my worst fears have come true. This is ridiculous, this is obscene, and, you know, I don't know what else to say. I'm not at the point where you could say this is the worst team money can buy, but it's getting there, because especially with Pete Alonso going out right now, this lineup looks like crap. It looks like pure garbage. And upstairs, I do not like Omar Narvaez behind the plate. I mean, Francisco Alvarez has to catch every day. Another great move by Billy Epler, great general manager. Hopefully he's fired by the end of the year. No matter what happens, even the reports are that David Stearns is getting it as he's 0-2. It's about to walk him. David Stearns, is going to be getting an interview. The team can't hit. They can't field, at least in this Pittsburgh series. And the pitching's been atrocious. Carlos Carrasco is only able to give you 4 2/3 today. And I don't know. I don't want to say it's over, because, like, genuinely, I don't think it's over. But this team is garbage. Like, right now, they're playing like garbage. And hopefully in the ninth inning, they come back and I say, oh, this could be the win of the season. But that's not coming. You just feel it. Lindor's been the most streaky hitter in the major leagues. Granted, today, the pitcher the Pirates had was very good. But, my God, how is this man's offense this bad for the payroll? How is Francisco Lindor always slumping? Why is it Jeff McNeil has been in a slump for 2 months? Is this are they overthinking it? Is it an approach? I mean, like, what? The only player that's showing up every day now that Pete's hurt, and we hope Pete's back in 3 to 4 weeks, but you never know, is Francisco Alvarez and Mark Canha and Tommy Pham. They Mark Canha's a little less. Tommy Pham deserves his credit. I'm not going to rip him. I'm not. It's an utter, strike him out. We're going to the ninth inning. It's an utter disgrace. I hope the Mets come back. I want the Mets to come back. But we all know they're not coming back. I hope I'm wrong. But the way they've played this road trip, they've been garbage. The heartbreaking losses, the 3-run leads being blown, tying actually being worse than the 62 Mets, blowing 3-run leads. I genuinely don't know, like, do you blame Buck? Do you blame Billy? Or do you fire both of them midseason? I'm not a guy that likes to fire his coaches, but it's getting to the point today where Buck Showalter is pinch hitting with his young power threat, who we don't know what he is yet because he's not playing. And now he gets his opportunity because Pete Alonso's hurt. You know, you're thinking, all right, Vientos now should get an opportunity. Let's see what we got in this kid. This kid's 25 years old, 25 or 24 years old, but let's see what we got. And you know what? Buck, no. Get 1-run game, get back here. No. I want Luis Guillorme, who gets called out on a pitch clock violation. I genuinely, when the pitching doesn't show up, the hitting doesn't show up. It's vice versa. I don't know. This is bad. Like, I didn't think this road trip was going to be good. I thought the Mets were going to lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. I was wrong. They got swept. And I thought that they were going to win a series in Pittsburgh, and it looks like they're going to lose 2 out of 3. They only have 2 wins in June, and I genuinely, I don't know. I mean, tomorrow, could the Mets win this? Go on a four-game winning streak, and everything, well, I'll be okay, and I'll say, boy, was I wrong for over... Yeah. But is the more impressive thing... What's going to happen, if I can get my words out? Mets are going to lose this game and go down weak in the ninth? Yeah, probably that. Errors, can't hit in the clutch, bad pitching has been the story of the first half in 2023 New York Mets. And with the Subway Series and Garrett Cole, Luis Severino and Garrett Cole coming up, I don't know. Pirates are a good team, but the Mets have embarrassed themselves. And what a better way, or what a fitting way to end this road trip, most likely. Again, I hope I'm wrong. With unable to hit. The pitching finally shows up, unable to hit. But we'll see as Francisco Lindor gets into an 0-2 count. And the Mets are just, they're being aggressive. They're popping out, they're swinging, and they must know the rain's coming in Pittsburgh because it looks like it's about to open up. Tommy Pham is your 5-hitter, ladies and gentlemen. And fastball right down the middle, indoors late. It's bad. It's bad right now, ladies and gentlemen. But maybe they can pull it out. 1-2 count. You got to find a way to get on base. Lindor knows that. I'm not even going to... He's a veteran hitter who's been struggling this year, but he does have 12 home runs. Maybe... I don't know. Ground ball foul. Genuinely, I'm curious, and I hope they ask us in the post-game show, why in the hell are you pinch-hitting for Mark Vientos there? How is Luis Guillorme? He's the better defensive player, but how is he the better choice? What are we doing here, Buck? What are we doing? And I'll say it again and again and again. What are we doing, Buck? What are we doing as Lindor has a 3-2 count? And he walked him. No, he struck him out. That is typical. Oh, I'll take my walk. Strike 3. No. That's too close to take. That's a strike. That's too close to take. Terrible at bat. Terrible. Guy's getting paid. That's not a strike. Ball, but anyway, $350 million, and he stinks in a clutch situation. That's been his whole Met career up to this point. And Pham drives one toward the gap, left center field, has a chance. It's off against the wall. The Mets are going to have the tying run at second base. They're going to get the tying run at second base with Mark Canna coming up. Big hit, Tommy Pham, as the Mets look to rally. That curveball has been hanging there all game, and they finally got to him. Tommy Pham has been the hottest Met hitter, and that is why, as Brett Beatty steps in, this could be a big opportunity for him. This could be a big opportunity for Brett Beatty to prove himself. Francisco Alvarez has had his moment. Brett Beatty had his first moment last year in Atlanta, but this is big. Big at bat. Here late in the game, swing, fly ball, popped it up. Left field, out. How are you not looking for a strike there? Taking. Nah, we can't do that. We got to swing. And the Mets are down on their final out here, like usual. And Mark Canha, who's been one of the Mets' hotter hitters, is coming up. And this big, crucial game here in Pittsburgh. This big, crucial game. And he looks at a fastball. Tough. This is going to be another tough one. They're losing one-run games left and right. The Mets need a big hit. They need it. They need to find a way to tie up this game. Mark Canha, one of the reasons he was brought in here was to be a contact hitter. And he's quickly down 0-2. And that Lindor, first batter, looks huge. Tommy Pham here. And the Mets are down to their final strike. Fans are on their feet. And this is not good. All in all, not good. Ball. I mean, you can't expect to win a game when you've only gotten three hits. You just can't. I don't know what else to say. Mark Canha, who's had a struggling year. 0-2 pops it up. Center field, and the New York Mets end this miserable road trip with a 2-1 loss in Pittsburgh. They have lost 8 of their last 9, and the season is on, in my opinion, the season has officially been on life support. They lose a series, a very winnable series to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They have an off day, and they regroup for a Subway Series, and I don't know what else to say. Tough series, questionable decisions by the manager, 4 games below 500. Buck Showalter should be ashamed of himself. And we will see you soon. This has been an instant reaction to the Mets News Podcast. That's all I got. Stay safe. Unmuted.